First met him in the early 80s in a Chinatown of urban Java. He didn't want his real name or address revealed, so we called him DJ. He was only a healer, he said, but he did direct a powerful energy generated from his own body into his patients, sometimes just his hands. He called the energy Qi, and it was so strong that he usually needed a grounder to hold his patient's feet. For years, we followed him around Java on his healing rounds, pleading to be allowed to film him. But he always refused, saying his powers resulted from a type of meditation with an ancient tradition of secrecy. It was only when my brother Lorne was suffering from a serious eye infection that he finally allowed us to film him in 1987.
It was nothing like any acupuncture I'd ever had. I was getting really powerful electric shocks and couldn't control my movements at all.
Yin yang positive and negative. And my positive from here and my negative from here. Mm-hmm. And bring me together, this can get like electricity.
And is this because you're special? You have a special sort of...
It's meditation every day.
It's meditation.
Meditation every day.
When he heard we'd shown this footage in public, he was very upset and refused all our future efforts to contact him again. As the years passed, we sadly resigned ourselves to never seeing him again. But it wasn't this that brought me back. He had tracked me down out of the blue and invited me to tell me a story. He'd just returned from 2 years on a deep meditational journey, alone in the heart of Borneo. Amongst his revelations, he had seen, he said, how history was moving on into great change, and the old wisdom was vanishing. He called me back to film just enough of him to remind us that we all have undreamed of powers sleeping within us, and that there's nothing special about him except for his training in waking. This chi stuff is only the surface, he says, of the real adventure beneath. In the meditational technique, first, you learn to distinguish between yin and yang chi in your body. Then, how to pull it in your navel chakra. Then, how to project it, he says. And it's the proportionate mixture between yin and yang which accounts for different effects, like pulling or pushing objects or igniting you. Then he gets really strange. He says that mastering yin chi is the key to the spirit world.